from the Sun.
Hey.
That's Brian Faust.
Hey.
That's Emily Allen. And I'm John Stenning. And we're here to watch episode 13, Angry Dick. First, Emily, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. So,
been trying to get you on for a while.
Right.
Glad we could finally make that happen.
Yeah.
For episode 13.
For episode 13.
Yeah.
So when I think of Angry Dick.
Yep. I think episode 13, I think Emily. We were waiting for this episode.
That's awesome.
We're waiting for an episode with Dick in the title. Fun fact, most of the episodes have Dick in the title.
This is what I found when I looked up the epi today.
First person to actually know that that is a fact about this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been paying attention. You've done your research.
Well, and I was a big watcher of this show.
When it was on the air back in 96.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's also a first of our guests.
Yep.
Everyone else, first time watching the show.
Really?
They don't have the love for it that we do.
Oh, my goodness. No, I not only when it was really on, but then when it was first in syndication, it would be blocks of it late at night.
Oh.
Just so, like, all episodes in a row, or not in a row, not always in sequence, but... Didn't matter.
It jumped from...
It put syndication on the map.
Yeah. Everyone forgets that about this show.
Other programs have been syndicated successfully.
No. Never heard of I Love Lucy. Never heard of Three Stooges. Never heard of Dick Van Dyke.
It's very interesting
Mary
that
Moore. I've never heard of
you're successfully
these at all.
Naming all of these
I've
these
never
shows
heard of Family Matters.
Of
I've never heard of All in the Family. I've never
what about
heard of
Family
Ties.
Ties.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Route 66.
Oh, I have. I drove on that.
I've never heard of...
Oh, the Jeffersons?
The Facts of Life. Although I was actually... Ooh, when that was
that
on
song?
Live, I... You know,
Alan Thicke wrote the song, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both and there.
Is that true?
Yeah, Alan Thicke.
Wow. Now it makes sense why his son
is such a talent.
Yeah.
Going now, you know about
the facts of life.
The facts of life.
When the world gets you down,
oh, yeah.
Doo-doo. I'll take that frown and I'll call you a clown.
Ooh.
Wow.
So the person is frowning.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna lob an insult their way.
Well, we were talking about clowns earlier, and actually some clowns do have a frown.
That's true. Second in command.
Yep.
Hierarchy of clowns.
In the clown heist team.
We should have... done some more research into that before we brought it up. I
brought it up off mic. Emily tried to bring it in here like she's like,
that's
this
why
is a little inside baseball.
That's why I looked at her.
And now everyone's confused.
You're right.
No, that's cool.
My bad.
I like having people confused.
You guys wish that
that's
I
fine.
Never showed up today.
That is not true.
Whoa.
That is not true.
Whoa.
We're going to have to edit that out because you're going to make us look like asses. Yeah.
Before we get too far, do you have any plugs?
What? He always tries to do... He does plugs whenever he wants in this show.
Well,
sometimes he does it at the beginning, sometimes in the end, sometimes in the middle. Have you ever done it before the episode started?
I think so.
This is an episode of firsts.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It's never happened before.
Never.
Plug away.
All right. Recently on... FirstOrderHistorians.com, I helped collaborate on an interview with Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale.
The classic,
what was
great,
the website
great
again?
Dude. It's called FirstOrderHistorians.com.
Sounds like it gets a lot of web traffic.
Matter of fact, it does.
More than Second Order Historians.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's the
or
premier,
Third Reich Historians.
Premier Order of Historians. And so that was really fun because Wink is one of my favorite dudes. And what else? Tomorrow night, Friday, May 22nd.
This isn't going to come out.
Approximately 2 months.
That's not going to come out.
All right.
Sorry.
It doesn't.
You have anything coming up in 2 months from now?
I have.
Keep talking, please.
I have a show June 20th, headlining Imperial Beach Comedy.
That's June 20th.
Salty
is pretty good.
Frog.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, shit. I forgot I'm on one of those shows.
Okay.
I'm not headlining one of them, but they
gave me a plug
spot. Who booked you?
I forget.
Did
like,
Benji?
No, it was like there's like a contest going on.
Oh, there is a
there
contest
is a
going
contest.
On there.
Yeah.
I completely forgot all about it until she said something. I forget what week I'm on, who on Watkins?
I didn't sign up for that.
Oh, this is where these guys are peeping Tom big time.
Who? Well, we've tried to keep these away from those guys away from the studio, but they heard that there was a lady in the audience, in attendance.
Yep, and they just keep on knocking on the windows.
Yeah. I told Steve we gotta cover these windows up. Our producer Steve.
We didn't bring up Steve until like episode 10.
That's true.
All of our first like 9 guests didn't even get to meet Steve. We kept him in the silent booth.
Yeah.
And now you got Steve coming out here meeting every single guest we have. Feel about Steve? Steve, come out here.
I'm sorry I didn't introduce you to our first 9 guests.
Jeez, you're gonna apologize to the poor man? Live on the air?
That's right.
Well, I'm new in town. Fairly new.
Mm-hmm. Hailing from?
I need new friends. So, Steve, welcome. Nice to meet you. From Michigan. Michigan.
Whereabouts in Michigan?
Michigan, in the West Michigan area of between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids.
Kalamazoo, great name.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know why.
The only Kalamazoo on Earth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it named after something? Is it an Indian, a Native American tribe?
I believe it's a Native American word, but I'm not 100% on that. Okay. I don't even know. All I know is that
it's kazoo
one.
And Native American?
I was just trying to think of a wood instrument.
You were trying to think of a wind wood instrument.
Yeah.
And you had the word Kalamazoo in your head. You couldn't think of kazoo?
Couldn't come up
That's
with
right.
kazoo.
Sometimes
Did you think recorder?
What about a kazoo might be wind plastic. You're calling it a wind wood.
They could be made of wood, but mostly plastic.
Maybe like with Nick tissue. Offerman made it or something.
Ooh. I would buy
one
of those.
He loves making wood stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
And God bless him for it.
Yeah.
What show was that guy on?
Parks and Rec.
You know what would be a good idea?
What?
Do a podcast about that show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
It is.
Sit down.
And, you know, it's newer, so...
Newer? Then what?
Then just in general, a lot of shows
it's
on
generally
podcast.
Newer.
Yeah, generally
then,
newer.
Then the majority of shows, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
Out of all the history of shows.
Yep. Parks and Rec is newer.
More shows have been made sooner or later than the... Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we had a timeline, I know all of our listeners are just mapping out a timeline as we speak. They know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you struck gold.
All right, well, this is California.
Would you be a guest on that show?
Parks and Rec's cast?
Yeah, well, it's going to be called Pods and Rec. But...
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be on it under any title.
Any title?
Any title.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Parks and Pod Creation?
Let's not lock into anything specific. I feel like we got a lot of time. I don't think they're going to be off Netflix anytime soon.
No, Netflix restructures contracts every second.
That is true.
It sounds like they don't.
What do you mean it sounds like they don't? Did I not sound confident?
No, you sound shittily confident.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means like you're being sarcastic. Like, oh yeah, Netflix can just get around contracts whenever they want. But, like, I don't know what their current contract with Parks and Rec is.
Listen, every couple years, Netflix is like, we're going to pull everything BBC, okay?
Yeah.
No more Doctor Who.
Yeah.
No more Sherlock. No more Black Mirror. And then they're like, nope, made it. We made up that contract last minute. Last minute, baby.
Do they really?
That's how it works in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lot of shady backroom dealings.
Yeah.
At Netflix.
We're a couple counties south, man. You don't get it. You don't get it. Yeah, you don't get it here.
I guess not. You're
gonna drive up to the wood.
Yeah. Is Netflix
based in Hollywood? Yeah.
Based in Hollywood.
Yeah. Burbank. Oh. Burbank Central.
I thought they were in Illinois.
No, they started in Culver City, Illinois, and then moved to Studio City, and then to Burbank, which is like basically the same thing.
I like
California.
I like how you said Illinois.
Yeah. I hate it how
Brian
said it. I
like how Brian said it.
I hate it.
No.
It's not pronounced Illinois.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
No, who told you that?
I can't stress
that enough.
I've heard that from people.
You think Tom Brokaw was like, reporting tonight from Chicago, Illinois? Never.
Yeah, that's what Scruff McGruff says.
He says Illinois?
Yeah.
He's a talking dog.
Yeah.
What does
but
he do?
But he has authority. He wants people to see something, say something.
I thought he was take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, like see something, say something.
No, I think that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, see something. That's like current.
McGruff is.
But I feel like Neighborhood Watch.
It was a natural progression from take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, but
I don't think Scruff McGruff was encouraging children to bite criminals. I think he wanted them to tell
the parents. If it came to it, I don't think he'd bat an eye.
You know what? I think if a child is in a van and biting is an option, go for it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Listen, kids.
Listen.
Yeah. Listen to Emily and I. Do not. I should have said listen to Emily and me because kids is the subject of the sentence. I was trying to sound smarter. But just do us a favor. Don't listen to Brian Toby.
Yeah, ever.
All right.
Listen, if you're in a van with a stranger, yes, bite. But if you see something.
Oh, flip flopper. No, you know what? We were talking about politics a little bit earlier. I think we should get into that, Mr. I'm a huge fan of House of Cards. And you're like Kevin Spacey over here. You're just flipping and flopping. You're riding the low tide to the high tide, whatever works for you.
No. You're taking me all out of context. All I was saying is I think children should report crime and not bite criminals. Now, obviously, if they're being attacked by a criminal or they're made to feel in danger by a criminal, then bite away.
Listen, I'm not condoning children to just run up to drug dealers and bite them.
Well, that's what it sounded like from where I'm sitting.
I'm saying if a situation comes down to it,
yeah,
you got those incisors for something, all right?
That's right.
Well, then I think we're all in agreement.
No, I don't think so. Versus you.
No.
Well, then you are against my very sound and rational platform that a child should report a drug dealer instead of attacking with their teeth.
I really think if a child wants to be on BuzzFeed, then they should just go around biting criminals.
Yeah, and no one wants to be number 10 on a BuzzFeed list. You want to be number 1.
Yeah, watch this adorable child trying to clean up his neighborhood one forearm at a time.
We're talking about biting forearms, kids. Bite those forearms. Usually available to bite.
Or if you're very short, calves. Go for the calves.
Now you people have
Achilles tendon, maybe.
You've gone down a very
dark road.
What do
you mean, you people?
I'm talking about you.
Just us two is sitting here?
Yeah, you two human beings.
Not the listeners. You're not talking about
us. No.
Just us. Okay.
I feel like they're on my side on this. Now you're encouraging children to bite criminals for the sole purpose of making it onto a BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
So you can pass some time at work?
Have you ever been on a BuzzFeed
list? Or Upworthy?
I have not.
Or, thank you. Or Upworthy.
Well, Upworthy, sure. But BuzzFeed, no.
No?
No.
You never been on one of those lists. You don't know the power that you get rush into your head when you're on one of those lists.
Were
any
you on
kind
one of, those
of
lists?
Internet popularity is good. Especially for a growing, developing child. Let's say he's in the shower, dancing, and his parents for some reason film that.
Yeah.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
Well,
that
as a child
now.
As a child who used to be filmed in the showers, I don't like that at all.
Who filmed you?
Well, I don't need to get into
who
that.
Who filmed you?
Listen, I don't need to go. I don't need to start naming names. It was a long time ago.
I know this isn't WTF with Marc Maron, okay? We can talk about things seriously.
Listen, I just don't. He's in a position of a lot of trust.
Who, Marc Maron?
No, not Marc Maron. No
the guy who taped you.
Man.
So this is a guy.
Okay,
I've already said too much. I've already
he
said
was
too
a man.
Much.
All right.
I wouldn't say he's a man, but he certainly. No, I can't. It's okay.
We don't have to talk about it at all.
But
I mean, if any more slip-ups were to happen, I mean, maybe we can just put the pieces together
Listen.
And figure out who this man was. Yeah.
Or male.
Who this young man was.
I'll talk about my experience because I think it will help.
A costume
like,
character. That's
yeah, who...
Well, listen, don't speculate. You're
well, maybe if we throw
corner.
Things out there, maybe you can just deny them.
No.
Middle-aged man.
Huh. No. It's fine. It's
this now
was he your
middle-aged
age at
man.
The time, and he's your age now.
We wouldn't. It's age is a weird thing when talking about this individual.
Time is a flat circle. We know this, but
all
we're
right.
talking about someone filming you in the showers.
It was Yoda.
What was it?
It was not Yoda. That man is a peaceful man. He's
a man.
Yeah.
Well, that entity.
But maybe he really likes to watch people in the shower, though.
Well, I've never met Yoda, so I don't know.
But you did meet the guy who filmed... All right, so
yeah,
I have a list of all the potential suitors, so it could be... Let me just find Yoda on the list real quick so I can just cross him off. Oh, Yogi Berra. I must be close.
That is
oh, right above it. It's alphabetical order, guys. I can't believe it. Yoda just crossing Yoda right off. All right.
Yanni's above that.
Yanni is right above that.
Yep.
It was not Yanni.
It was not Yanni.
I will not have you besmirch the good name of Yanni.
So it wasn't Yanni?
Not Yanni.
What, did you say Yami or Yanni?
Yanni.
See, I'm just going to check real quick if Yanni's on the list. There's no Yami on this list. Just Yanni.
Okay, good. Right. Well, anyway, I mean, it was traumatic, so I don't think it's fun. I don't think it's something to joke about.
Traumatic? Is that a hint as to who it was?
No,
traumatic,
it's just
traumatic.
It was trauma. It was the rapper.
Trauma?
No, it wasn't trauma.
Let me find trauma on the list. All right, that's three down. 1,499,990,997 people.
Everybody wants a piece of Faust.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't.
Want a piece of that Faust? I don't know why.
I feel like you're trying to make. See, now you're laughing. You're trying to make humor.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
that's what internet fame is about.
That's what this is. You're going to laugh at yourself.
Being filmed against your will and having it where everyone clicks on it for 5 minutes at work that day is just what Americans do now. That's what it is to be an American.
And
now,
you don't go viral by having a stick up your butt.
Are you not a patriot?
It never went viral. It was posted online years ago before.
Wait, these videos were posted online?
Years ago.
In a special form.
When the internet was very young.
Where online?
I don't remember the site. It was I think it was a personal.org account.
It was a geo.
It's a personal.org, so like a personal organization.
Yeah.
Apple.com.
It was the name of the person that did this.
Okay.
.org. So we know it's not Yoda.
Listen,
.org.
No person could do something like this.
Oh, this is a group of people?
Okay.
No, it was just
a monster. Charlize Theron in the movie Monster. Was that who it was?
It was not Charlize.
Oh, you said it was a man.
Yeah, you did. It's a real puzzler. It's a real brain teaser.
Robert De Niro. When he plays Frankenstein's monster. Was it him?
No.
Was
that would have been so
Lugosi?
Good, though. He would have been really good in it.
Was it Bela Lugosi?
It was not Bela Lugosi.
Was it Vincent Price?
It was not Vincent Price.
That man is not a monster.
Yeah.
Well, he had monstrous
He's involved in the macabre.
Because of his genius.
Yes.
But.
Yeah.
Not a monster himself. Like, Adam Sandler? Was it Adam Sandler?
No. No, I would have killed myself. This man has actually done good.
Okay.
All right. Any more clues?
Well, I mean,
done good.
Matthew McConaughey.
I was hoping to just tell my experience without having.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it? I'm sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
You're all over the map.
Was this in the shower at your home, or was this at a truck stop?
Now listen, I went to an event.
Strange angle of questioning. Was it at your home or was it at a truck stop? Natural second question. Yes.
It was neither.
Just trying to get the scenario of how you were filmed in the shower and those seem
where
to be the two places.
It? Well, it was neither of those places.
It was neither of those places.
Were you in that
so
movie where in the apartments that guy had all the cameras?
Memento.
No, that's not the movie.
That's not the movie I'm thinking of.
You're talking about one of the Baldwin brothers and
Indeed.
Sharon Stone.
Yes, that's the one.
I don't remember the name of that film.
Level
when
nine.
Glenn Glary met Glenn Ross.
That's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie.
It was.
Available on
Ed
Netflix.
Ed Wood. The companion piece.
The companion piece to Ed Wood. That's right.
Ed Wood's good.
I never met
Is that
Ed
on
Wood.
Netflix?
I don't think so.
Oh, fuck. If it was, you know what would be a good idea?
What?
Do a fucking podcast about it?
Yeah.
Like, sit down, pop Woodcast. It up on Netflix. There it is.
Fuck. That is a good one.
Yeah.
So, like, would it be just a one podcast and then it's done?
No, we do a minute of the movie at a time.
Okay,
we
new guest every minute.
What?
A new guest each minute?
Yeah. Not hard.
No. Any pre podcast chat, or is it just a one
precast?
Minute, a precast to the woodcast, or is it just a 1 minute woodcast?
The 1 minute woodcast.
I know what was a woodcast. Those videos of Brian in the
shower. That is outrageous. That is out of line.
Yeah. Your boner was on TV.
That is out of line. Listen.
Hey, it was on a personal.org account.
Yeah.
This is public domain.
This is ridiculous.
Listen,
if you just
tell us who it was, we can catch them.
We can make them responsible.
Make them responsible.
It'll have too many ripples. I will say this. I was a child. I was at an event in which he was speaking because I sent in a postcard and I won. And he picked me out of the audience. And he wooed
James
me.
James Lipton? Inside the actor's studio?
It was not James Lipton.
Was this in California?
It was out of state.
Which state? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado,
North Carolina,
Connecticut,
South Carolina,
Delaware, Georgia,
North Dakota, South Dakota,
Florida, Hawaii, Idaho,
Virginia,
Indiana,
West
Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky,
was it
Louisiana,
Michigan?
Maine, Maryland,
Rhode Island,
Massachusetts,
you're never gonna get it.
Minnesota,
Hawaii,
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana,
Idaho.
Nebraska?
Iowa.
Nevada? New Hampshire? New Jersey? New Mexico?
Kansas?
New
Oklahoma.
York? North Dakota?
I said that one.
Damn it. Ohio? Oklahoma?
Indiana?
Oregon?
Illinois. Is that why you say it
no,
wrong?
No, it was not Illinois.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No, he doesn't even live there.
He doesn't live anywhere now.
He's dead. You insensitive schmuck.
He's from Indiana.
Well, it wasn't Michael Jackson. Anyway.
Bo Jackson.
So we go up to his hotel room, and, you know, he gives me some cider, which it wasn't cider. It made my belly warm. And he's like, oh, you should take a shower. I won't get in with you, though. You won't like that. I'll just stay out here. And that's when I noticed.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, that's
why wouldn't he just say, take a shower? Yeah. Why would he imply that?
Like it if I got in with you.
Yeah. Who would?
Well,
showers are me time, okay? Ladies.
Yeah.
Showers are for me. Yeah. As much as you want to be hopping in the shower with us guys all the time, listen. No, it's a moment where we get some peace and quiet in our long days. So listen up, ladies.
As they say in this episode, which I'm guessing I'm not even supposed to really talk about.
The thing is, we don't
like to talk about the wheelings and dealings of the podcast.
Yeah,
itself.
Like you're trying to talk about it at the time that it's happening. It's
right.
Kind of weird.
Okay.
It's kind of meta.
They say
I'm not
you gotta
smart
have somewhere
that.
To go to get away from the clucking.
Yeah. Shower.
Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah.
So where do you go?
I go into my shower now.
So you don't have like a weird thing about the shower now?
No, the shower itself was not the problem.
Hold on. But just describe to me what. When you say
was
shower,
when you got
what
out
you
of
mean?
The shower and he was standing there.
What do I mean?
What like, do you mean when you say you take a shower? What
well,
do you
I
mean?
Go to the sink.
Yep.
I take that thing that you wash the dishes with.
Yep.
And I just spray it all over the place.
Just,
all over my face.
Yep.
All over my armpits.
Yep.
Genitals, depending on the time of day.
Uh-huh.
Get some dish soap. Do it once over.
This is in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Weird. This is strangely a lot like the shower that I take. I'm thinking it's a shower that everyone takes, but that's in the bathroom, in the same area that you would take a bath, or like a tub.
Yeah.
But like, there's like a drain, so the water washes down into it, so you're not getting it all over the floor. You do basically the same thing, but in your kitchen with a smaller shower head, is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, but there's a drain too.
There's a drain under your kitchen
so
floor.
So are you?
No, like
you
in the
climb
sink.
Up into the sink.
You stand in the sink.
Well, one foot is in the sink, the other is in like the garbage disposal sink.
Oh, well, where? In your standing.
Well, I'm kind of kneeling because the ceiling.
Yeah, I was gonna say
because the ceiling's gonna come
like
down.
If your counter's at regulation height.
Yeah, so I'm kneeling, like I'm kind of like squatting. But it's good, you know. I can get pretty clean that way. Only takes like 20 minutes or so.
I take my showers more like you, John, but mostly at truck stops.
Yeah?
Okay.
That's why you asked that question earlier.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for jumping down your throat about
how much
that.
Do these truck shop showers cost?
You know what? They're surprisingly reasonable.
A quarter?
No, it's more than a quarter. Generally $3 to $5.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a drought.
That's true.
No, but this is across the country, even in non-drought affected areas.
Wait, there are non-drought affected areas? Why don't we just get their
Michigan,
water?
Michigan, where I'm from.
Why don't we just take some of the water from the Great Lakes?
Because take our water and we'll kill ya.
Now, I heard, about water, like there's a lot in Michigan. This isn't Minnesota, land of 1,000 lakes.
10,000 is what they say in Minnesota.
Whoa, that sounds like bullshit, though.
You know what? No, because there's even more than that in Michigan, plus the big lakes. But we don't go bragging about
that's right. 10,000 Fuck you, Minnesota. This is the real reason why we had Emily on here, so we can put you in your fucking place. There are way more bodies of water in Michigan than there are in Minnesota.
And you know what?
Corny fucks.
And another thing.
No.
I am sick of everybody when I got to California thinks I'm from Minnesota. Because no, I'm not from Minnesota. Those people are worse.
They are worse. And I did think you were from Minnesota, and I apologize.
For how long? Until when? Just now?
Well, until moments.
Until, like, earlier in the conversation, because you mentioned it earlier.
Michigan.
Mm.
But yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I actually got to reel it back a little, because...
What, the Minnesota accent?
No, the... Minnesota. That would help. The reason why people think you're from Minnesota? Yeah. But I don't actually... It's not a Minnesota accent, though. It's from where I'm from.
I think the only two people in the area that would even give a shit about the difference is you and Lockwood.
Oh, we care about Lockwood that piece doesn't of shit. Care either.
Right. Exactly.
No one does. And this is why, generally, I don't make any noise about it, but I thought since we were talking about it...
Suck it, Minnesota.
I just wanted to, for the record, say that, you know, Minnesota does have a great comedy scene, so I'm not going to rip too hard on Minnesota.
Well, there we go.
But I'm not from there, and that is the main thing. I'm not from there. That's
and
not
that's the
from.
Episode!
Yeah, that's Emily's closing statement. She's saying she's not from Minnesota, but the comedy scene there is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Deece. It is. It's pretty deece.
She wouldn't bat an eye at doing a weekend spot.
Maybe a little tour. Maybe a Joke 5 food.
Goonies in Rochester. Great club. Had a great time there.
But we should start a tour. It's Joke. Hashtag Joke 5 food.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's the sequel to Joke for Food.
Oh my god. You know what somebody should do? Someone should start doing lunch for all comics, like on Sunday, like a little brunch thing.
That'd brunch? Be good.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's something on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday brunch on comics. Would you come?
I would, yeah. There's another thing that happens also that you guys might not know about. In fact,
we definitely know about it. Come on.
That's why we brought it up.
Emily does a great thing where every Saturday... This is Saturday Comics Lunch.
Saturday Comics Lunch.
Comic Saturday
It's at a different
lunch.
Place.
Every we have week. It at different places around the county and the city. Mostly the city, because I've found that the further edges of the county I have it, the least attendance there is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Centralized.
Right. But...
What was the worst one?
The least attended one you went to?
Probably. No, I don't think... I think there's a lot of people the one I went to.
There was a lot. You were at Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
Ocean Beach... For being kind of further away from the main town, still did good. But there's a lot of comics who live there, so I think that helped.
Who was the worst, or which one was the worst, and who do you blame?
The least attended lunch was the first lunch.
And was Richie Estrada there?
And Richie was not there, though he
blame
had
him for lack of attendance.
Many times on Facebook that he was coming.
Okay, so he said it beforehand.
Yep.
Is that why you blame that nobody came? That's certainly why John didn't come.
I'm sure that's...
Every time I see that Richie says he's going, I'm like, God damn it, I planned on going. And that really nice guy's going to be there.
Yeah. I know, he's really nice. No, Jimmy Wolpert is the one who came to the first lunch.
Oh, which... he was the only one?
Yep. But
oh, I remember that! It was just you and him!
It ended up being super fun because I had it at the nursery.
Uh-huh.
At the restaurant that's connected to the nursery, so... Him and I finished up my meal, he finished his beer, and then we went and hung out in the nursery and looked at all the farm animals and the plants and stuff. It was pretty fun, and we came up with a podcast idea for me.
When are you going to do it?
Well, I need a thing like what you've got here for the recording devices.
I would love to talk to you about it if you have any questions, or if you want to borrow it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. It's going to be called Emily Loves Plants.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll.
It's just about getting high all the time.
Well, it's kind of, yeah. But at the nursery, like do the podcast yeah. at the
oh,
nursery.
Oh, you're going to do it at the place?
Yeah, right, where the plants are. And
first job I ever had was at a nursery.
One of my first jobs was at the Kmart Garden Center.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hat Toys it. Nursery and Garden Center. Loved Coventry, it. Rhode Island.
Nice.
Yep.
Kmart Garden Center, Hastings, Michigan.
What do you got here?
I was just checking my phone.
Oh.
I'm sorry. This isn't time for you to check your phone.
I apologize. I thought we were almost done. I thought we were wrapping it up. And I have things to... Hey, don't blame her.
Well, I'm not... Listen, don't do that.
I wasn't talking about Emily. I was talking about Scott's new girlfriend.
Oh, who the fuck is Scott? Are you calling Steve Scott again?
Oh, shit, Steve. I'm sorry. You just remind me of my friend Scott.
Producer Steve is irritable now about that. We were having a good flow talking about working at nurseries and my new podcast.
Are you serious about that podcast?
No, well, you know, I would like to do my own podcast, maybe, but I also feel like I like going on other people's podcasts because then they're sure. in charge.
Well, why can't you do both, though? Why can't you have one where you're in charge and then you can go? And you don't even have to do it every week, you know? Some people do podcasts, like, they release it every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, sometimes 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, somebody was telling me the other day that if you do a podcast and it gets any kind of popularity at all,
mm-hmm.
much like videos of Bryant from the shower in his tender years.
I thought we had moved past that.
Then what can happen? No, we'll never move past it until we know who it was.
Yeah, we're not stopping this.
We're justice seekers. I don't know about you.
I just feel like maybe
I think
I've
you
already
have
said
a Stockholm Syndrome thing because you're sticking up for the dude. That's what every abused person does.
I just, you know, I feel like... I don't know if I want to say it on the air.
We should stop recording and then we'll just talk about it. It could just be us. I mean, if you want Emily to stay, she can.
No,
or
I feel like Emily... I would like to because I really have one.
Great energy to this. Oh, great. Yeah. Emily, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry it ended like this, but yeah. We're not done talking.
No.
Sorry,
no.
We're done with the episode.
All right. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Yeah.
Epi concluded.
Third pod from the sun.
Third pod from the sun.
All right. Number see you guys later.
It's episode 13.
Boom.
All right, Brian.
You're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
What was that?
Well, okay.
Is that real? That wasn't like a bit?
That wasn't a bit.
What?
I don't like to joke around stuff like that because real people, you know. Because
it has happened to people.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I don't want
to
diminish.
And you. It happened to
and
you.
It happened to me. Wow, it's really hard. It's still hard. I trusted.
This is a circle of trust, you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can tell us anything. We won't leave this room.
Thank you.
I mean, the statute of limitations is probably long over, so...
It is, so he'll never see...
Take any action.
He'll never
Although
see any
justice.
Although
we can personally boycott this person if we have the capability of doing
it. See, that's my concern, because he does do good in the community.
In
what good
community?
Is he doing?
In Chicago.
It was Illinois. Okay,
now we're getting somewhere. Sorry, this isn't... I don't mean to be
gossipy
or anything.
McDonald?
This isn't...
It wasn't Ronald McDonald, no. It was...
Was it Bozo?
It was...
the same person.
It was Scruff McGruff.
Oh my god.
It
was Scruff McGruff. That's why he didn't want to get in the shower with me.
Because it smelled like wet dog.
Yeah. He didn't want me to be turned off.
Right.
He wanted you rock hard.
Yeah.
Turned on, some may say.
Turned on.
So,
yeah.
So there he was with the camera. Kind of... So this would
what
have
kind of camera?
Been in the, like... Early
is that
90s.
Where you want to go?
I like. I'm into that sort of stuff.
Well,
early 90s. Are you talking like a beta cam?
How does Scruff manage
the camera?
It was
like the type of grandfather my grandfather had.
The type of grandfather your grandfather had.
The type
so
of camera.
Great grandfather.
It was a Super 8.
It wasn't a Super 8. No, it was like back in the early, like the mid 90s.
Okay.
The camcorders every
right.
family had that you know
yeah.
would film birthdays
sure.
and stuff. Just a regular mm-hmm. video camcorder.
And how did he use it being a dog? Emily brought up this question earlier.
Well, he's a very special dog. I mean, most dogs don't wear trench coats and take bites out of crime. But this guy's special, okay? He's done a lot of good. I don't think...
I've met a lot of dogs who take bites out of crime.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
he spreads a message.
Any dog that's been trained for police or military work is taking bites out of crime
yep.
daily.
Every German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
are
they're
doing
not
it wearing
filming
trench
you.
Coats?
They're not filming youth in the shower.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, I can't defend it, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know what was going on in his life, but he's done so much
good. Once again, one isolated victim's mindset, Brian. And, you know, while we can't take any action against this monster, you can certainly seek help for the wounds that you've been dealt from this. And
How can we get... I mean, he's going to still be around. How can we get in touch with him? Can we...
Listen, he's
like... Do you think you want some sort of closure with him?
He's like 27, okay?
Can we make a website
so he's
that's
practically
like
dead.
McGruff Dog Lies, Lies, Lies.
.org?
Listen, we... You said this was just... I don't want to get out, okay?
Okay, no, it won't. This will stay with us. Okay.
All right.
But I feel better. About something else?
I feel
he's
better.
He's 27.
He's 27.
So Doug Grayson means he's 189.
No, there's no way. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he still wearing the trench or
well,
is it a bathrobe now?
A lot of people don't know that.
But that makes it worse.
No, that's even more criminal now.
Yeah, that means that he should be held to the same exact laws that you and I are held to.
Or at least half of them.
No, all of them. Yeah. Well, all right, he's got a Social Security card. He can deal with it, all right?
Listen, guys.
They let him sign up at Baskin Robbins just like everyone else.
He's always around. Imagine how many other children have been victimized in the way that you. That was just one stop in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, that's where he's always at. He brings his fans to him.
So he flew you out there just to diddle you?
Well, no, I mean, we.
Oh, you wrote the postcard and you won the contest.
Yeah, a lot
of kids
won the.
Did you send a photo of yourself?
No, of course not. That would be ridiculous.
No, it sounds right up Scruff's alley.
A full body photograph?
Listen, yeah. Guys. Nude?
Listen, guys, profile. I want to open up to you
climbing
and now
a tree.
I feel like I'm being attacked. This is why I don't want to do this, because I don't want to go through a court case. And you guys are my friends and you're being like this.
Listen,
you think Scruff McGruff's attorneys are gonna take it easy on me?
Hey, Brian, listen.
No.
Circle of
trust. Fuck you, Emily! Fuck you! I went through this. I don't need this shit.
John.
Whoa.
This is what happens.
That is no way to treat
our
guest.
That's
you know what?
I know we're not even recording
talking.
Anymore,
She's
but that
is... guest anymore.
No!
That's just the
I don't care.
Talking. No, I forgive.
No,
that is
rude. I'm so sorry.
We're talking about something
well,
that happened.
Fuck you, John!
He wanted... What?
See?
Yeah.
Fuck you, John.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I mean, you're here, you're sitting, you're acting like, oh, I've never been through anything. You should be the
listen,
pillar.
I've been through enough, okay?
What have you been through?
I've been through it all. I've been through the ramel horn and back through the other side, okay?
Well, that sounds like impressive talk, but I don't think it means anything.
Oh, it means a lot.
Really?
Yes.
I dare you.
If we were recording right now, I'd talk a lot more, but I like to use podcasts as my form of therapy. Okay.
Well, then why don't you hit that record button and here we go.
Okay, I'm gonna hit... Oh, shit.
What?
We've been recording. I never stopped recording.
John?
I mean, I can't edit it all out, but this is live. This is live to tape.
But you can edit it.
I can edit it out, but I can't edit the live stream.
Yeah, this is going live.
Wait! We have a live audience?
Yeah. Hold on, let me
Steve
check how many people...
Here.
A lot.
Oh, my God.
One plus.
Yeah.
More than one.
So it's out
Steve,
there.
Like Emily said.
So it's out there.
It's out there.
Yeah. We've done some good
work. We don't need to edit it now. I mean, we need to stay ahead of the story.
All right, so you want to talk about it more?
So what's the spin now?
No, I think I need to... I think I need to call a lawyer.
James Albini.
I think you guys should be expecting subpoenas. I wouldn't leave the state if I were you.
Subpoenas what? Because you want us to
I shouldn't
testify?
I feel
do
like...
Do you need a lawyer
wait,
are
you gonna sue
that's
us?
From Chicago?
I feel like... I feel
hey, what
like,
you said fuck you to me earlier?
Yeah.
That was
that's
rude.
That's on tape now, too.
I'm fine with that.
And you wagged your finger in my face, too. That's not on the tape, but I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you probably
hear
the wagging was so vigorous.
And there I was, and I was saying, oh, this is just the trauma he's been through, John. This is just, we got to let him just work his way through these emotions.
Just giving you a chance.
And then, no.
Not a chance you
now
deserve.
Now you're calling attorneys.
I'm a dad attitude. I don't care what you've been through, okay? This is where, think about where you are now as a person.
I've, now I'm in a room where I'm being attacked by people I thought were my
friends. That's where I'm at now.
And well, no one, if we weren't your friends, we wouldn't be so honest with you. Did you ever think about that?
We wouldn't even care about
No, we wouldn't
your
care.
Diddle video.
Yeah, all right? If we weren't your friends, we wouldn't care who was
We wouldn't care about your scruff
all right? I don't care who was taping
tape
you.
If I wasn't your friend.
I just thought you were trying to figure out your next podcast format. And I thought you were going to...
I already have my next one, but that one after that? Oh boy, you're right.
Wait, so you're telling me that after I've opened up to you...
Yeah, you got a problem with this?
In two podcasts from now...
Yep.
You're going to make a podcast in which you do commentary on the shower tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Is that on Netflix?
That's not on Netflix.
Well, it will be soon. They're renegotiating the contract as we speak.
Oh, man. I haven't even been alerted to this.
Take
I feel like I should
out
be compensated.
No! You weren't the cameraman. All right? You signed your NDA.
Yeah, but I was a minor.
So? Doesn't matter. That child actors get paid all the time.
I didn't get paid squat.
You got paid in memories, my friend.
That I did. That I did.
Memories that last a lifetime.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Also a lifetime on the internet at takeabiteoutofcrime.org.
That's true. My picture is on the wall at that website.
So when you came out...
So I guess it all worked out.
Wait, I'm sorry. Your picture is on the wall of that website? What?
Yeah.
Explain to me what you mean by that.
Well, like, there's this website...
Yep.
Thing that encourages bites to be taken out of crime.
Yep. Yeah, take a bite out of crime.org.
And they have a wall...
So like the main page?
No, like down the hallway.
Oh, at the website headquarters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And,
is that right there in Burbank?
Yeah.
No, that's Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, aren't they the same thing now? I mean, since they're peddling child videos.
Come on, guys. We all know Netflix is just buying whatever companies they can left and right. They're
the
next
Netflix
Monsanto.
Owns everything.
Yeah, I know, but not yet,
Sky
anyway.
Sky Netflix.
Oh,
what?
Is that a thing?
We shouldn't have said that.
Jesus. Emily.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear
you know
that
how powerful
sound?
These people
Do you
are?
Hear that sound outside?
Do you hear the humming?
Oh, my God. Drones are coming in right
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus.
What the?
Holy fuck.
Who's that person on? Listening to the live stream?
I don't know.
They have connections.
They're buzzing in.
Yeah.